We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Oh, and it's Friday, ladies and gentlemen, and that means there's only one way to take you into the weekend, and that's the Reardon Roundtable. It's state law. You have to listen here on a Friday afternoon. We got the panel assembled. Sue Thomas in the house as well for the afternoon.
Happy
Sue,
Friday.
How are you this afternoon?
I am fine. Thank you.
You know, the temperature on the gun says it's relatively comfortable, but man, it's windy and sort of chilly
out. And it's going to
really
plummet.
Windy.
It's
going to
plummet.
I don't like it.
That is Jane Duker. How are you, Jane?
I am doing great.
You know what's interesting is I haven't seen you in a while. You know that because you were off a couple weeks again, I think, and then I was sick. No, it was because I was sick, and then we had Thanksgiving.
And then we had Thanksgiving.
Been,
and
wow.
You missed the birthday, but
reunited.
I knew
forgot to wish you happy birthday.
Yeah, I knew that happy you birthday. Would. Thank you very much. It was
I
last
feel
Saturday.
Badly
no,
about that.
Did
I'll
you
keep...
do your Black Friday? Were you fighting people on
no,
Black Friday?
No. This is, no, because it, and I know, and it's the first time. Like, this is, like, tradition sad, because, I mean, I'm one of those idiots, and... No, so we ended up going down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama for the Iron Bowl.
Roll
nice.
Tide.
And well, happy birthday. Hang on. Great. Let me introduce the rest of the voices here. Alderman Jack Coder is with us.
Lame duck Alderman.
Well, right. I'm going to say that. Yes.
No, he's smiling. He's smiling about it.
He's glowing.
Soon to be State Senator Nick Schroer with us as well. Nick,
absolutely.
How are you?
I am wonderful.
Yeah, that's great that you. I am. Now I feel bad because I always miss an opportunity to make fun of your age, even though we're the same age.
I'm younger. Let's be very clear.
But I usually. Yours is such an easy birthday to remember, and I forgot,
it's by
so
Thanksgiving. Yeah, it was the Saturday after. I had a phenomenal birthday going to the bars with my daughter.
And oh, my God.
No, that day will come.
And lots it's of fireball.
Disgusting. I mean, it's
you
what
see
these...
what those girls wear these days, though?
Oh, honey.
And probably your daughter. Do you allow that?
Oh, when we're offline, I'll show you the pictures, and I'm like...
Look, I've got two daughters, 8 and 5. I don't want to think about that.
Don't. It's
but
ugly.
Nick, you probably can relate because my daughter's almost 8, and sometimes I think she's like 13, and it horrifies me already.
Let's show your belly. So, but I will say the most important.
I vetoed that decision.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
Well, good luck, and I'll talk to you in a few years, and we'll see how that's working out for you. But I will say, my granddog, my son's dog. Actually made it on Barstool Sports for Alabama.
Oh,
that's how
wow.
cute. Yeah, because we had him dressed up in his Roll Tide gear, and so he made my daughter, this is like, oh my God, she's like sending out to everybody she knows. Oh yeah, our dog made it on Barstool Sports.
Cool,
that's really cute.
Yeah, so
I
she
like
was
that.
Pretty happy.
Now he needs his
dog.
Own Instagram.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Oh, no question. That's a good idea.
All right. Well, let's kind of get going here. But I want to start, Jack, with you just because we've spent a lot of time talking about the city of St. Louis, the challenges that it has. You ran for Aldermanic Board President. Your picture was not in the paper taking bribes this week that I'm aware of. We'll get to that here in just a second. But you decided not only did you lose the race, unfortunately, and many of us are not happy about that. I was out with a city resident a couple of nights ago, and basically his wife has never said anything like, let's move out of the city. And when she saw Megan Green give her speech on election night, she said, maybe we should move the city. But explain the reasons for, because you're getting out now, public service, and I get it. I understand, but maybe run over those reasons here for us.
Look, I got a young family. Yeah. I'd like to have one job. I've been on the Board of Aldermen 8 years. I've loved doing it. I've been working full-time in politics for close to 20 years. You know, priorities change. I'm glad I ran. We had a lot of fun doing it. I thought it was a spirited race.
You ran a great campaign.
Was.
And you ran a great campaign. Yeah. Your ads were the best of the cycle.
And when we went into this, you know, we knew it was like, hey, we're going all in. Chips are in. If we win, great. If we lose,
sayonara.
Time to move on. And
yeah.
So that was the deal my wife and I made. I mean, my wife was 8.5 months pregnant when we launched that campaign. Mm. So the last, you know, 6 months have been a real whirlwind. So I'm ready for a little bit of a break.
No, and I get that. But, you know, in the broader scheme of things, it's just, not good for the city, exactly. not just because of you, but just because where this direction is headed, unfortunately. And look, I was at the Blues game. I'll just give an example. I was at the Blues game last night, walking back. I parked here at the building. I'm with my little brother. He's 13 or 16 years old with big brothers, big sisters. We've hung out since he was like 9 years old. This kid, Janie, you've met him before.
I have.
16 and he's driving now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Which is crazy. But we're coming across, you know, this little park here. I can't remember which
Pelker
one this is
park.
Called.
That's a tough
and,
one. Yeah.
And I mean, I was nervous for doing that. And
there's no cops around. Like, you got two
no
or three cops right there
at the corner
at Marker.
14.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Market. And but other than that, like, you'd go to a Blues game or, I mean, there was always cops everywhere, you know, not anymore.
Well, there aren't any left.
How is the mayor going to communicate her hatred toward law enforcement and other things with not being on Twitter? Does anyone know how that's going to
okay,
work?
Okay, wait, can I just say something about that? Because they're still, her and her dad both did the drama. I'm out.
But
I'm
they're
done.
Still there.
But they're still
but
on.
They can't quit.
And I'm like, you know what? I just, please. Yeah. The virtue signaling without, like,
well,
actually
the same
getting
people
off.
That made fun of Trump for stirring the pot on social media are doing it 10 times worse. It's like the female Trump on steroids is this mayor down here.
Well, and it's funny because he doesn't act the way he acts if there aren't people like her. I mean, it's the perfect foil, you know? And so, yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, no, they're still on Twitter. Because, you know, virus still, like, you know, puts me in his, in, without my handle, he still tweets at me periodically.
Just for, you know, I always feel like we have to explain some of these things. His name is Virvis Jones. Jane brilliantly calls him Virus. I kind of love that, but we have to explain sometimes.
Sounds
so
like
your
a
term,
bad guy.
When does your term end?
April 20th,
so
I guess?
You still have, and I bring this up because you're going to be there for a few more months.
Yeah.
What will be the priorities there? Because you still have to figure out how to spend all this money from Washington, right?
Well, we got the money from Washington, and now we got, you know, Rams money that's just
oh, that's another thing that came up this week. Yeah.
Thanks for selling out the county. Yeah. Proceed.
Well, I mean, so I have a couple of my priorities. Like I'm desperately trying to secure some funding to fix Soulard Market. You know, it's a city asset. It's city-owned. It's in disrepair. It's got $10 million in critical capital needs. On my way
that
out
seems
the door.
Like a layup.
That's a layup.
It seems like there should be no, you know,
that's what you use one-time money for.
Yes. Right. That's
no, they want to start new programs that
we're
you can't.
We're just going to give it
yeah,
away.
Yeah, just write checks to people and start up new programs like early childhood. I'm like, okay, guys, let me be very clear. County and city leaders, okay? I know you may be frustrated with what's going on in Jeff City, okay? I get you. But you are not equipped to handle education. I'm sorry. And there are school districts. There's the state. And I'm sorry, but this idea that we're going to start early childhood education programs on a county level is a joke.
Hey, we need to clip that audio for later in session.
We can't pick up trash. I'm not sure how we're going to take care of people's
kids. The roads.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody needs their car repaired because you can't go down a city road without a
pothole.
Can't
take care of roads. Can't take care of crime. You can't take care of education. What are you doing right?
Right.
Well, that's a question I'd like some. I mean, where's the report card?
Yeah, well,
totally agree.
I was saying F. So you'll have, obviously, the purse strings, though, are held by other people now.
Yeah, they will be. I mean, look, the city has made a conscious choice. They want, I guess, progressive leaders in charge. So they're going to get that. And for the mayor and for Alderwoman Green, you know, who always they always want to blame, you know, the establishment and the,
they
you know,
are the
previous
establishment
folks for all the city's problems. They're squarely in charge. So we will see if this progressive experiment works at a local level. I don't have high hopes for it. I think we've got to get back to nuts and bolts governing, but I guess we're going to continue down this path and try to cure society's ills at City Hall for the next few years.
So if you're not going to, obviously, the way that this worked with the Board of Aldermanic President is you're serving the term. She's going to serve the term right now that Lewis had.
Correct.
So there's
she's
another
up in the
election.
Spring.
Yeah, there's another election in the spring. Jack's decided he's getting
I'm
out. No,
ready.
But will I guess my question is this: will someone legit challenge her, or is that pretty much done now?
I doubt she'll.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Nominal.
I wouldn't advise anybody to.
Keep in mind, I just raised $1 million and got my butt kicked. Like, who's going to step up and do this again?
Amen. Been there, done that.
Exactly.
We need a club.
I don't think the voters are going to change their minds that fast.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't think she'll have serious opposition.
Well, I assume that. I just didn't know.
And,
there's
going to be, you know, the 14 new aldermanic seats.
Yeah, see, so
all
that's
up.
All going
to
so be.
So there's going to be some excitement around these elections, and it'll be interesting to see what happens.
A lot of change.
Yeah.
Quickly.
There's going to be a lot of new faces at the Board of Aldermen.
When would Sishar's term be over?
She's got another 2 years.
She's
2 years?
Yeah,
or?
20. She was elected in 2021.
Right. So
she's there till 2025.
Okay. Let's.
Well, when you say it like that.
Jane, Sue said she saw a video. I did not see video, but I want to kind of circle back to the pictures and the images from the Board of Aldermen with Lewis and Jeffrey and John Collins Muhammad. Because, look, we've known this story. We've talked about it. Jeffrey and Lewis were roundtable members for a while. Lewis was for a long time, and I do consider him a friend. And the whole thing is sad, but
the pictures are rough.
The pictures are, and I guess there's video too. And look, can kind of see how this played out, where John Collins Muhammad decided from the beginning, I'm going to cooperate. Jeffrey was convinced relatively quickly, and I'm guessing Lewis said, I'm going to fight this. And then they showed him the pictures, like, okay, yeah, not going to happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Cash. Yeah. Like, and you know, you picture it in your head, but the visual is pretty stunning.
It is.
Well, and when the feds come after you, I mean, look, these guys were charged with a few counts. You know, I bet they didn't pay taxes on that money, so they could have piled on a lot more if these guys didn't plead guilty.
And they don't. And they usually have 5 confessions, 8 tapes, 50,000 pictures. I mean, the feds. You know, I mean, when they got you, I think they got you. And I just, it's rough. And what I'm sad about is it really depleted, in a lot of ways, black power in city government. I mean,
it
really, these were all the leaders of among the leaders of the black caucus. So that, I think, is rough. And so as far as any check on the mayor, that's gone. I mean, at least Lewis was, attempting to put a check.
How long were all of them there collectively?
Oh
God! Because you lose all of that institutional knowledge,
especially
with all the new members coming in.
They're 20. I mean, they combined 40 something years.
Wow.
Yeah. So I mean, and I just, what's interesting is, I was like, well, they blurred the felon's face out. Because he literally is the felon. He was the one that they had, under their thumb because, he had been indicted since 2017 for illegal cigarettes.
Yeah, but let me tell you something.
But
worked hard. He's involved in every indictment. So he's made up for.
There may be more too. Right. We don't even know how many people he handed money out to. And but what I find fascinating is his markets are still running. I know they're running in the county. I think the city tried to shut him down. But all of his markets are still running strong
by the way,
in St. Louis County.
That thing down the street just got shut down, right?
I think that's
official? The Shell station? It is his.
Yeah.
That's Muhammad, his name is.
Ahmada Muhammad.
He just appealed that. But they call that the shoot 'em up Shell.
Well, they've got, all you got to go up to the, what's the name of the market in Glasgow Village? Just run drugs and guns. It's awful.
Unbelievable. All right, hang on. We're off and running here. It's a Reardon Roundtable for a Friday afternoon. Alderman Jack Coder, soon-to-be State Senator Nick Schroer, and Jane Duker all on the panel. We're back with much more coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.